At a park in Irving, a couple dozen volunteers sit at picnic tables, packing Ziploc bags with gloves, face masks, and hand sanitizer. They plan to hand out 5,000 of these safety kits to voters before the July runoff. Jerry Yass is co-founder of the group Dems Care Vote Safe, which organized the event.
We have to show them that we care. And to me, these kits are showing that we care enough about you. We care about your voice and your vote and your safety. So please come up and exercise your right.
Yass says she doesn't want fear of the coronavirus to deter voters. In the Democratic runoff for Texas's 24th congressional district, her group is supporting Kim Olson, whose campaign co-hosted the safety kit event. Olson is a retired Air Force colonel and a top fundraiser who finished first in the March primary.
I have a proven track record of leading, especially in environments that are kind of crisis-filled, and I would offer to you, we have the perfect storm of economic, health, and social unrest crisis right now, which I think takes leaders who have a steady hand and understand the big picture and the strategic point and how things are going to have to happen in order to have basically systemic change in our country.
Olson faces Candace Valenzuela. She served on the school board for the Carrollton Farmers Branch District and earned a number of high-profile endorsements.
I'm rooted in the community. That's a key difference between me and my opponent right now. I'm working to lift up the families here. I'm working to support the teachers in my school district who have been responsible for some of the most important work in the suburban majority person of color community.
Since the primary, the runoff campaign has become contentious. Matt Liebman is president of the Voter Protection Project, a national political action committee that's endorsed Valenzuela. The group has spent more than $130,000 on a direct mailer campaign. It attacks Kim Olson's record as then head of human resources for the Dallas Independent School District, calling it a complete disaster.
I think the records are really clear, and I think voters should know the contrast between these two candidates and, you know, what they stand for.
Olson's campaign calls the mailers patently false. The candidates have also clashed over their responses to ongoing protests against police brutality. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who is white, killed George Floyd, a black man. Floyd's death last month spurred massive protests, including many in North Texas. Kim Olson, who is white, has faced bipartisan criticism for comments about looting that some considered flippant. Candace Valenzuela, who is black and Latina, said Olson, quote, missed the mark and should have instead amplified the voices of black people. A later statement from Olson's campaign called for rebuilding a, quote, colorblind public safety institution. That language was criticized by Valenzuela and the Congressional Black Caucus. Olson later clarified,
justice is supposed to be blind to your socioeconomic status, the color of your skin, and we know today that that is absolutely not true, that police force and African Americans are killed in the street at a higher proportionality rate. And if the choice of words offend people, then that we do not want to do, and that's one of the things we can work on.
Candace Valenzuela says she understands the urgency of addressing systemic racism, something she's experienced firsthand.
A good representative body actually represents the people. And in Congress, we're not seeing that with gender. We're not seeing that with color. We're not seeing that with disability. We're not seeing that with sexuality. And all of these different experiences individually are not the biggest thing in choosing an elected official, but they're a part of the fabric of the American experience.
The winner of this race will face off against former Irving Mayor Beth Van Dyne in November. I'm Saida Hassan in Dallas.